So like I say, that's a pretty interesting map. And whoa, I jumped way ahead there. Senate. Oh, this is just showing a website, electoralvote.com, showing the Senate races now, how they are trending. So the gray states do not have a senatorial race. All the other states do. And just to show you that some changes are in store, New Mexico is almost certain to get another Democratic senator, as is Virginia. Here it is. Virginia has been one of the most consistently Republican voting states, hasn't gone for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1964, I believe. But it's going to look like it's going to have two Democrats in the Senate. May also pick up a seat in Minnesota, in Oregon, may happen in New Hampshire as well, Kentucky, Georgia, and I was surprised to see Mississippi tending Republican, but not by a huge margin. Colorado may be another pickup for the Democratic Party. So this map will be changing. It will become more blue in that sense. But what I find interesting is areas where this map doesn't fit the other map. Yes, question? That would indicate that Texas is likely to re-elect a Republican, but not by as large of a lead. Yes, the question is, why is Texas in this sort of pinkish color? So it's very clear that in Oklahoma, the Republican candidate is going to win, no doubt about it. Texas, almost most likely, but not quite as sort of a sewn up. So you'd have a scale going from red to pink to outlined pink, and from blue to light blue to outlined blue, just showing you the likelihood. Thank you. I should have explained that when I threw up the slide to begin with. How about governors? The same thing. Wyoming, one of the most Republican voting states in the country, actually has an extremely popular Democratic governor, one of the highest opinion approval rates. It's interesting. He's done sort of the same thing Sarah Palin has. He's taken money from the energy companies and put those into state coffers, and that's been very popular with the citizens. Montana is a very popular Democratic governor as well. Arizona has a Democratic governor. Kansas, Oklahoma, again, very Republican voting states for the presidential election. Not necessarily so when we get to this level. We have a Republican governor in Vermont. They're mostly, as far as I can tell, running on something of a tax-cutting platform, which can win votes just about everywhere. So again, this is showing it's a lot more complicated. Far south, yes, very Republican. If you go to the House, it's a different matter. Far south, lots of Democrats. Actually, a lot of these districts are heavily gerrymandered.